Good morning. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And I think he calls this segment Food News and Reviews. Is that it? I think that's it. And I'd like to introduce Chicago Tribune food critic Louisa Chu. Hello, Louisa.
Hello, Wendy. And that sounds good.
Yeah. I think that's what it called. Yeah. What it's, I don't even care. I just know it's like Pavlov's dogs. I say Louisa Chu and I start getting hungry. And how ironic, I know it's spelled differently, but the name Chu and you're a food critic. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. As long as you hear it and you start drooling, I'm okay with that, Wendy. Thank you.
All right, can we talk pizza? Because who doesn't like pizza?
Who does not? I'm telling you. Yeah, I recently reviewed Pizza Michi, which is a newer pizzeria that specializes in Chicago-style thin crust, which now, you know, the kids these days all call it tavern-style.
I know. It drives me nuts.
You know, I'm okay as long as, again, whatever you call it, it's that thin, crispy, party cut. But I got to say that this new school has really brought us into this golden age of thin crust Chicago-style pizza. It is absolutely no pizza bones here, you know. I mean, you eat like edge to edge. It's absolutely delicious. So, yeah, Pizza Michi on that old Italian stretch of Grand Avenue in Westtown, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Brookfield, and we had this mm-hmm. Enzo's Pizza, and it was mm-hmm. so cracker thin. They mm-hmm. moved back to Italy. They closed when I was in my 30s, but boy, did I mm-hmm. have a lot of that thin crust pizza. I didn't really like the thick pizza at that time growing up.
Yeah, you know, I am very pizza inclusive. Again, I love all pizza.
I like it now, but it's just we weren't used to it. We always got the thin crust and never, ever called it tavern style.
Yeah, you know, but language changes and so does pizza, and I'm okay with it. And I mean, and seriously, it's like the thing is that now it's funny because, like, the newer pizza makers are bringing, like, the old school kind of bread traditions into pizza, including this really thin crust. And it's like, it is absolutely that, like, crackery, crunchy, but, like, the flavor is so good. I grew up on delivery. I won't say father and son back in the day, which was actually, like, I think the first delivery. And back then, they really kind of didn't have that same sort of tradition. And, like, I remember that, like, the crust, not only at that pizzeria, which, you know, RIP, the cardboard was, like, almost indistinguishable from the crust. Now, the crust is so good.
We have come a long way, and you're right. If we can agree on one thing, it's just enjoy pizza, regardless of its thickness or thinness.
Right, right. You know what they say about bad pizza, but yeah.
There is none, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, too.
All right. Louisa Chu is here, and that is Pizza Michi. And where is that located?
That's on Grand Avenue in Westtown. It's right over on Grand over by Ogden.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. Food news and reviews with the Chicago Tribune food critic, Louisa Chu. Louisa, I have a confession to make, and I'm a little embarrassed. Mm. I have never mm-hmm. dined at the Walnut Room, ever. Am I missing out on something great?
Yeah, that's okay. No need to be embarrassed. But yes, you're totally missing out.
Okay.
But you don't you don't need to miss out anymore. I did a story recently that was a guide to the Walnut Room under a new executive chef. The first time in about 20 or so years. And this is, though, the hardest reservation to get in town, especially after the great tree lighting, which happens traditionally the first Saturday of November, so November 1st this year. But secret, you can usually walk in and sit at the bar. And this is not your grandmother's or our great-grandmother's Walnut Room. because they've got like a great cocktail list. They've got the traditional, I know, right? Including a Walnut Room Old Fashioned made with local, I know, booze. And that pairs beautifully with the traditional. And if you've never been, I don't know if you've ever heard that, like, the thing to get there is the chicken pot pie.
Yes.
Yeah, so they sell, like, 30,000 chicken pot pies during the holiday season, like 20,000 of these walnut old-fashioned cocktails during the holidays. So if you have not snagged a reservation, I give the details about how you can set an alert, or you can usually walk in at the bar, and if you go like during dusk when the light's just starting to set, you see the tree, like you've seen the pictures of the tree, I'm sure. Right. Yeah, and that's so much fun. And they have fairy princesses, and yeah, so it's a good time, but like a grown-up time too.
Yeah, I like that. I'm glad I missed out as a little kid. I'm going as an adult. okay, the annual cookie contest, the voting is open. I love this, Louisa.
Have you entered, have you ever, like, because, you know, I think you're open. You can, so, yeah, so we have our annual holiday cookie contest. So the recipes have submitted. Now it is you, our readers, our audience, who can vote on which top dozen recipes are going to be actually made by possibly me and a dozen fellow journalists, because actually we make the cookie recipes in-house, and then we've got three guest judges, three of the top pastry chefs in Chicago who are going to be voting on them, and there's cash prizes, not just like, you know, the glory, but there's some cash prizes going on there, Wendy.
Yeah, I'm not a baker. I like to cook very much, but I don't like to bake. So I'll leave that to you guys. And it's funny, the journalists over in your panel, is that a prerequisite to be a journalist at the Tribune? Must be able to bake cookies?
We are very multi-talented. You know, we write, report, we photograph, we bake cookies. We are a very diverse bunch over here at the Tribune.
I definitely know that. All right, there's an upcoming story about a new sports bar that's going live on Tuesday. This sounds pretty exciting. Tell everyone about this.
It is so exciting. Babe's Sports Bar is the first and only bar showing exclusively women's sports. They just opened the Logan Square, and it is such a cool concept, to the point where you're like, wait a minute, we haven't had this here in Chicago, because like the first one opened just 3 years ago in Portland called the Sports Bra. And now I love it. Nora McConnell Johnson, who was a rugby co-captain with her business partner now. They were in college in Portland, so they heard about this from their old teammates. So they opened this place. It's not only for women, like everybody's welcome, but it is showing only women's sports, which is such a big deal. And they've got great cocktails. They've got non-alcoholic drinks and a free French fry drop from Yaba's Grill, which is a Palestinian Middle Eastern grill next door. I mean, like, what else do you need?
Nothing. That is it. All right. Well, and when does that's currently open?
The bar, Bay Sports Bar, is currently open. I'm like, not as we speak right now, but yes, they're open. we're thinking about it though. But yes, so that's currently open in Logan Square, and the story comes out with all the details of new restaurant openings and closings and a few GoFundMes. So that story is going to be live on Tuesday and in print in our food section on Wednesday.
She's Chicago Tribune food critic Louisa Chu, and I'm looking at some of the cookies entered in this year's contest. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Decadent almond bars look pretty good. Chocolate pecan crescents and peanut butter balls is fun to say. That's all I have to tell you. Awesome. All right. Well, good luck and happy cooking, happy baking.
Thanks, Wendy.
All right, Louisa Chu, you got to love her, and you got to love cookies.